This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Americans waste 150,000 tons of food each day. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Do the math. That means a pound of food wasted for each of us every day. A nonprofit called Feeding America is trying to cut that with a new phone app. It connects restaurants, grocery stores, and other businesses to fight food waste. Justin Block is with Feeding America. Thanks for joining me.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
Now, when we're talking about food waste, what exactly does that mean? Discarded food? Spoiled food?
Yeah, no, great question. It's food that's perfectly wholesome and edible. It's just stuff that didn't get sold. So it could be produce from a grocery store that got rotated off of inventory for new produce. It could be, steak or ground beef from a butcher shop that just for whatever reason didn't get sold that day. And so then that kind of food can be donated to our food banks and the other charities we work with.
Now, you call this app Meal Connect. How exactly does it work?
Sure. We actually started back in 2014, so just about 5 years ago, to help our we started Meal Connect to help our food banks work more efficiently and effectively with those partner organizations, those soup kitchens and food pantries in their community. And over time, we evolved it to become this smartphone app where any food business that has extra food can post it on Meal Connect. And then the algorithm running in the background connects that donation with one of those partner agencies that's been vetted and trained by the food bank for food safety. They can go pick it up, or a volunteer at times can be alerted to go pick up and then deliver that donation, that donated food to that partner agency to be served that very day to somebody who needs it.
So businesses post food donations on the app, and an algorithm determines which food bank or pantry will pick up the donations. This is really interesting. I'm guessing perishable foods are prioritized over others?
Yeah, that's a great point. As the food system sort of evolves, food rescue needs to evolve along with it. And so we really are focusing on perishable food where time really is of the essence, but it's not at the expense of any other food. I mean, if there's a food drive at an insurance company or something like that, and they've got five boxes of canned goods that they want to donate, they could just easily post that on Meal Connect, and the algorithm will alert somebody within the local network to swing by and pick that up. And I'll mention that this is all for free. You know, Feeding America, its food banks, and the partner charities that they work with, we all do this work for free. We don't charge donors for the privilege of donating. We really want to make sure that it's as easy as possible for businesses with extra food to post it so we can get it to somebody who needs it.
How much food has this app saved so far?
Since 2014, and taking a look at where we are across the country and working with large retail, large grocery store chains, and small mom and pops, we have done almost 1.5 billion pounds of food rescued on Meal Connect through our partner food banks and agencies.
I believe the Central Texas Food Bank and San Antonio Food Bank are currently using the Meal Connect program. What has their reaction been so far? Have they seen an increase in donations?
Yeah, absolutely. So both of those food banks do use Meal Connect, and they've seen an increase in donations, both from a, not just a pure pounds perspective, but also the number of food businesses that can start donating. So both in San Antonio and in Austin, for example, it really goes to help food businesses that don't have a lot of food all the time. Now they can easily post that donation on a Meal Connect, and it sort of lowers the operating cost, for lack of a better term, for somebody in our network to be alerted to go pick it up, because technology is sort of doing the heavy lifting of all that coordination. And when I think about that sort of in aggregate, there are billions of pounds wasted every year, and over 40 million people face hunger. So with thinking about leveraging technology solutions like Meal Connect, we can really work to solve this problem.
Justin Block is the Director for Retail Information Services at Feeding America. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. I really appreciate it.